Radio Prague News.
A Czech couple facing terrorism charges in Turkey have petitioned to be released. A national electronic cash register system is now fully up and running. And two Czech tennis stars have swapped coaches. A lawyer for a Czech couple facing charges in Turkey of belonging to a terrorist organization has petitioned for their release. The news was made public by Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka on Thursday. The Czech Republic sees no reason for Markéta Vašlichová or Miroslav Farkas to be either detained or put on trial, he said. The PM said the Czech embassy in Ankara was assisting the pair's families. The two say they have been involved in northern Syria with the Kurdish People's Protection Unit, which Turkey accuses of being a terrorist organization. A national scheme to combat undeclared earnings focused on electronic cash registers went into effect across the Czech Republic on Thursday. The measure has been pushed by Finance Minister and ANO leader Andrej Babiš against opposition from the centre-right. In the first wave, the measure applies to hotels and restaurants, covering an estimated 40,000 businesses. It'll be widened out to the rest of the economy in the following years. After heated discussion over last-minute moves to water down the measure within the government coalition, Babiš now says it will go ahead as originally planned. Winter night shelters for the homeless opened in Prague on Thursday. The number of beds available this year has more than doubled to over 430. The Czech capital has seen freezing night temperatures several times this week. Centres are in place in the Michla, Žižkov and Holešovice districts of the city. Officials believe there are up to 5,000 homeless people in Prague. 80% of them are men. 60% of drivers in the Czech Republic flout traffic regulations when using railway crossings, Roman Budský of the National Road Safety Team said at a news conference on Thursday. The most frequent violation is driving over the crossings after warning signals begin. Mr. Budský said the majority of those killed at such spots live nearby and feel that they know them very well. He also said that the Czech Republic was the European per capita leader in railway suicides. Prague is the best place to live in the Czech Republic, according to the research project Místo pro život, or Place for Life. While the capital retains top spot in the survey, the Pardubice region has shot up from 9th last year to 2nd place, followed by Plzeň, which also came in 3rd in 2015. The authors said Prague triumphed thanks to factors such as wage levels, healthcare standards and number of associations and charities. The Czech tennis stars Karolina Plíšková and Petra Kvitová have swapped coaches. Plíšková, the world number 6, has just announced that she's to begin working with David Kotyza, who until January trained Kvitová. The latter, meanwhile, has hired Jiří Vaněk, who Plíšková parted company with in mid-November. World number 11 Kvitová is a two-time Wimbledon winner, while Plíšková reached the final of the US Open this year. The weather, it should be mainly cloudy and wet in the Czech Republic on Friday, with temperatures of up to 4 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.